Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.
Now, here's an interesting question. Is your boss brilliant or just dangerous? A new wave of research is exposing the darker side of leadership in South Africa's workplaces, showing how narcissistic and psychopathic traits are not just tolerated in boardrooms, but are often rewarded. These so-called dark leaders may be charismatic, they may be bold, but behind the charm is a trail of emotional damage, burnout, and resignation. National data shows that a third of South African employees quit because of toxic leadership and the ripple effects on productivity, I guess, morale and mental health, and they will be massive. I want to talk about this in a little more detail now with Professor Renata Skuman, Head of Healthcare Leadership at Stellenbosch Business School. And let's talk about how toxic leadership is quietly eroding our workforce, and more importantly, what exactly can be done to stop it. So, Professor, a very warm welcome, and maybe explain to me, what exactly is dark leadership and how common is it in companies these days?
Thank you, Jeremy. Yeah, when we use the term dark leadership, it is a form of toxic leadership, but it's specifically referring to a leadership style where these behaviors that are harmful to individuals and the organizations. It is linked with an increase in stress and anxiety, as you mentioned, depression, reduced job satisfaction, and high employee turnover rates. I think what is important that we often use the terms narcissism and psychopath very loosely. And this is not what we mean here. We're not just referring to challenging people. Mm. We are referring to people with clinically identifiable traits that's used to the detriment of others.
Are you able to tell me then what the difference is between a tough boss and a dangerous boss? Is there a clinical line here?
Yeah, definitely. As I mentioned, the tough boss still have the best interest of the organization at heart and might defy standards and might not have the most emotional EQ or social EQ and come across abrasive of anything like that. But when we talk about narcissism and psychopathy, as I mentioned, we look at certain traits such as grandiosity, entitlement, the constant need for admiration, but specifically the lack of empathy and the arrogance and the superficial charm and manipulative behaviors and a total lack of remorse. And they often use toxic strategies such as withholding information or even direct manipulation and bullying. And it's all about themselves and their own agenda. And they do not care about the consequences and the emotional impact on others or eventually eroding the bottom line of the organization.
So are there specific early warning signs that employees or even boards for that matter should be watching out for?
Yeah, I think if we talk about on employment level, when we especially hire for high positions, it's a good idea to look at psychometric assessments where we can often pick some of this up. How it plays out in an organization more often is that people that's on the receiving end feel almost puzzled by the reaction they just witnessed, whether it's aggressive outburst or whatever. But we also see specifically with narcissism that people are isolated, the communication are distorted, so crucial information might be withheld, and you're in a meeting when you need to do a presentation, and then some additional information is coming to the fore and you look like the complete idiot, but to make other people look better. And then the lack of empathy, as I mentioned, and the callousness, the cynicism. So that's one of the first things that we can start to see, I would say, is the aggression, the manipulation, the feeling of being baffled and second guessing yourself. What have I done wrong? Because that's often what happens, is that you turn the emotion to yourself. You are in looking at yourself, what have I done wrong? And that's where the isolation is so detrimental, where if you can just do the reality check, you might find that, no, it wasn't you. It was actually the experience that you have that is very valid.
One figure which I find particularly interesting, albeit that it's not very high, is that nearly 4% of business leaders could be psychopaths. My question is, how do these individuals climb the corporate ladder so easily?
So I think you mentioned some of it earlier in the interview, where these individuals can be masters of self-image. They are the rising stars. They will take the credit, but they will deflect blame. And they can have good characteristics, which make people successful in business. They can be charm, they can be fearless, risk takers, strategists. They have courage, but even audacity, to push through massive change and transition despite the risks. And they have compelling visions and the ability to communicate this. So they have the charisma, inspire and attract followers initially, and that's how they rise.
And that can also be very attractive to a board of directors that is chasing results and profit. Is this also an issue about broader leadership culture, do you think?
I definitely think so. But once again, when we talk about narcissism, people might have narcissistic traits, but they might not have a narcissistic personality disorder. So narcissistic traits is almost where there might be some negative aspects, but mostly it's what we just discussed, this rising star that might be attractive to the board. It's when the negatives, the dark side, also come to play, when it can be really detrimental. But yes, we need to make decisions at board level, maybe sometimes bearing in mind other things that might be important. You need 360 feedback. You need maybe to look at the emotional and social intelligence of people. You need to really make sure about the track record. And one thing that we should guard off is concentrating power in one individual.
Of course, we've got to give a caveat here that not all ambition or rising stars within leaders are necessarily a sign of narcissism. The rising stars can also be very positive in their approach.
Absolutely. I think we must, and that's maybe the very first thing that I warned against, about using the label too easily. And I see it in popular media and social media. Every second person now, if they do something you don't like, oh no, they're narcissist or a psychopath. And that's not what we're talking about here. And as I said, if you have someone with narcissistic traits, with the positive aspects of it, that would be a good leader if they are prepared to reflect, if there is bigger policies in an organization to keep people accountable for their deeds and their actions, if there's transparency, you know, so there can be safeguards that really can leverage the positive characteristics and traits of the person.
And Professor, your research also points out that a third of South African employees leave due to toxic leadership. As I mentioned earlier, it has an impact on productivity, cost, and morale. That seems to be an inordinately high figure, given that so many people simply don't have anywhere else to go.
Absolutely. I think employees is also a little bit, how can I say, at fault. I don't want to put the blame there, but we often do not reach out to professional support, which might have made or empower us to deal with the situation and not leave. But usually people reach out for professional support too late, and that is then followed by resignation, and then you sit with the consequences of not finding other employment. So I would really encourage people, if you do notice some of this behaviors around you, whether it's a peer, whether it is your boss, or even when it's a subordinate, because we can have upward bullying as well, reach out for professional assistance and HR support even earlier, because there's rules and regulations and laws in South Africa that do protect you.
Thank you very much indeed, Professor Renata Skuman, Head of Healthcare Leadership at the Stellenbosch Business School. I appreciate your time.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.